A very good evening to you, Zimbabweans. This is Kip Stube in Maryland. We are broadcasting from Washington, and this is Live Talk. I'm with my co-host, Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye.
A very good evening. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this June, the 29th, 2020, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the cases, we're happy to report, were a bit stagnant and are currently at 567 confirmed positive COVID-19 cases with 142 recoveries, and we still have 419 active cases and 6 deaths.
So far, there are 66,712 tests conducted in Zimbabwe, Marvelous. So it seems as if Zimbabwe has actually upped its game a little bit, but compared to South Africa, this is not too impressive. But I think they are trying their best. And then worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 10,168,557 cases of COVID-19. Out of this number, 502,387 have died. In USA, it seems as if COVID-19 is really wreaking havoc. There are 2,549,069 cases, and then we've got 125,803 deaths. So it seems as if it's a very serious problem here. So okay, Zulanda, balam tange, we like talk. Skangela utaba olumnye olumangalisa eZimbabwe khona ngale. Siyawazi ukuthi kulabo eco cash, kulabo money cash, kulabo cash lokunye okutsheneyo. Yikho siyabe sikhuluma ngakho kodwa singakaqalisi khonokho sike sibone ukuthi kuhamba njani emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Nxa sikhangele i-coronavirus, kwele Zimbabwe kulama cases angu-567. Siyabona ukuthi izolo bakhangela abantu babahlola kukhanya ngazani hayi inani langkhona libe njalo njengeSunday. So akula muntu ophume engani ule COVID-19. Kuzobuye ke abayi 142 sebe-recovile, nathi sebesilile umkhuhlane lo. Kuzokuthi ke abayisithupha, 6 sebabhubha. Kulabantu abafika 66,712 sebathestwayo kwele Zimbabwe. Nxa sikhangela ke umhlaba wonke jikelele, iJohns Hopkins University iyakubeka layo lapho ukuthi hey, kukhanya ngazani kulabantu abaningi kakhulu asebebanjwe i-COVID-19, bedlula 10 million. Phakathi kwenani leli, 502,387 sebabhubha. Kwele Melika badlula 2.5 million. Kuze kuthi abayi 125,803 sebabhubha. So kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye. Ndiri muno muWashington pachirongwa cheLive Talk. Apo nhasi tiri kutarisa isu dambudziko reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iro raramba richitekeshera pasi rose. Uyezve munyika pari zvino muZimbabwe mune vanhu vanokwana ivo 567 vabatwa vari COVID-19 positive. Tichiona zvakare kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedambudziko iri asi vakakwanisa kurikunda vana vanosvika 142. Totarisa zvakare kuti maactive cases zvinoreva kuti vanacho chirwere ichi pari zvino munyika vanova ivo 419. Saka nhaurwa dzanga dziri kubva kubazi rezveutano ndezvekuti mazuva maviri apfuura tanga tisiri kuwana vamwe vanhu vatsva vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko irori. Totarisa zvakare kuti pasi rose zviri kuitika panyaya iyo yedambudziko reCOVID-19 tichitarira isu zviri kubuda kubva kuJohn Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica. Uyezve tinoda kukuudzai kuti program yedu iri pre-recorded. Saka pamunozoiona mafigures aya anogona kunge asanduka. Saka pari zvino kuri kunzi iko globally zvinoreva kuti pasi rose John Hopkins University iri kuti pane vanhu 10,142 zvichidaudzira vawanikwa vachibatwa ne dambudziko iri. Uyezve pane nhau dziri kurwadza vazhinji kuti nearly 500,000 zvinoreva kuti over 500,001 vanhu vashaya kubva kuchirwere ichi worldwide zvinoreva kuti pasi rose. Muno muAmerica munova muri mandiri kutepfenyura ndiri mune vanhu 2.5 million vabatwa nedambudziko reCOVID-19 uyezve 125,000 vakuda kutosvika 126 vachiwanikwa vachishaya. Asi muWashington DC umo ndiri kutepfenyura ndiri kumba pari zvino mune vanhu 10,248 vabatwa nedambudziko iri. 550 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka nhasi tichange tine gango, tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya iyo yedambudziko reCOVID-19, asi tichitarisa zvakare matambudziko ari kusangana nevazhinji panyaya yezvekufambiswa kwemari pana ikokeshi vana one wallet nevamwewo zvivhitivhiti, mari inoshanda iye pazvivhitivhiti, kuti chii chiri kuitika, vana muzvina bhizimisi vari kuzvibata sei, iwe neni kana ivo vari kumusha muri kuzvibata sei, muri kugona here kutumidzira mari neikokeshi kune vari kumusha kuti vawanikwe ivo vachitenga zvekudya nezvimwewo. Saka ndozvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa ipo pano, uyezve tine vanyarikani vakawanda vachauya pano vachitibatsira kuti tizee nyaya iyoyi.
So going into the crux of the matter, you know, we're talking about the mobile money transfers. So it seems as if the government actually, you know, made a ruling or ordered people not to use EcoCash on Friday and the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange. But a day later, you know, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe said, you know, the only restrictions that are there are to do with agents and merchants. So now if you're an agent of EcoCash, you have to be restricted in terms of all your transactions. So they are talking about $5,000. And even being a merchant, they're talking about the same amount. But we know that companies, you know, use a lot of money in terms of transactions. Lucky enough, we've got some people that are going to join us. We're going to tell us exactly what is going on. Some are vendors, some are common people, some belong to ZANU-PF, but they are speaking on their behalf. I'm happy that we are going to get such people. So, as labo konamba ke marvelous, but then I want to, as I'm a skunka labo, skuma ankono kukwenzakala ukuthi imobile money lay. Uhamba njani EcoCash ivaliwe kumbe ivuliwe? Abanye abantu bathi vele inxasa uvula kwampana uzama ukuthi ungene kwintulo uEcoCash yangkhona islow kakhulu kakhulu lamhla, bathi vele ungeke wangena. Babona ngani uhulumende usefaka amakhiye? Uzobuya ke inxasa sikhangela okunye ama-merchants, amakampani anjengezesa, amakhansili, bonke basebenzisa EcoCash ukuthi bazuzeni imali zabo. So uhamba njani? Kunjalo mavulasi.
Aiwa, sekutaura kwandaita nhasi tichange tiri kuzeya nyaya yemobile money vakadai savana EcoCash, one wallet nezvimwewo, tichitarisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika pari zvino, tichiona kuti hurumende pakange pane kutaura kwakasiyana-siyana vhiki rapfuura, vamwe vachitiwo EcoCash hauchabvumidzwa kuti uishandise, asi tiri kunzwa zvakare sekutaura kwaita Gibbs ndiye anga ari pabasa paweekend ari kuti iye pane zvakazosara zvichiitika kuti hurumende yakazoziva kuti aiwa mamechens chete ari kunzi iwo ava kurestrictwa kana kuti vari kubvumidzwa kuti munogona kushandisa mari yakadai neyakadai. Asi zvakanaka ndezvekuti tine vana muzvina bhizimisi. Ndiri kufara chaizvo nokuti tine mumwe muzvina bhizimisi wechidiki wekambani inonzi Fresh in a Box vanoshanda ivo vachishandisa iyoyo EcoCash. Saka tinoda kuti tinyatsonzwa kwavari vachitsanangura kuti zviri kufamba sei, nekuti nyanya maZimbabweans vari kunze kwenyika tanga tiri kuona vari kukanuka kuti saka zvichafamba sei, tichitarisa kuti vazhinji vanga vari kutumira mari dzavo vachishandisa iwo maplatform mamobile money transfer iwaya nezvimwe zvakadaro munyika. Saka ndo zvatichange tiri kuzeya tichinzwa kune vanyarikani vedu kuti zviri kunyatsofamba sei EcoCash iyi kana kuti vari kukwanisa here kunge vachienderera mberi nemabasa avo sezvavanoita zuva nezuva. Coincidentally, actually, Gibbs, I forgot that I'm actually on EcoCash. So I will try and do a transaction as we are live later on to see if it will allow me to buy data or to send money to someone because I'm on the EcoCash platform from here. So we'll try it that way. But it's good that we have our guests here. We've got business people, vendors, and other organizations that are coming in to weigh in on this situation and what it means to the everyday person. Let's go, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Kudakwashe Musasiwa. He is in Harare, so let's try to, bring him on board. And the first question, Kuda, is, you know, first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gibbs, for having me. I appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. So tell us about, money transactions. What is going on right now?
As a business owner in Zimbabwe, I am highly frustrated at the moment because not only is this the 70th time monetary laws are changed in our country in a short space of time, in this year alone, we've seen the banning, reintroduction, rebanning, and reintroduction of currencies. So I want to state that running a business in Zimbabwe is a contact sport. It's not easy, and we're really struggling with some of these reactionary, uninformed, unconsulted decisions that our government is currently doing. You know, I am a supporter of regulations of EcoCash. It's well known that I've always said that EcoCash was running a Ponzi scheme. It's well known that I've always said that EcoCash was allowing its agents, and by definition of agents, people behaving on its behalf, to run unscrupulously and unregulated in this environment. And we found that as a farmer, we're dealing with people who are having different rates for EcoCash and cash. So we understand why action had to be taken. What we are struggling with as business people is that these actions are taken knee-jerk reactionary, and in a way that is not consulted. We have not been consulted. So, for example, we as a company that takes online EcoCash payments for our business, first of all, our customers can no longer pay above a certain amount. Second of all, we now have a lot of our money tied up in these lines, which are frozen until we get proper clarity on how we can now remove our money into the banks and how we can transact. A lot of our customers used to actually, suppliers used to be paid via the same EcoCash platform that we receive money. So my problem is not that EcoCash has been regulated in this way. My problem is that our government continues to have knee-jerk reactions and ill-thought-out press statements by overzealous spokespeople who sometimes have no authority to speak on behalf of the Reserve Bank. They cause confusion, they cause panic, and then at the end of the day, they actually cause serious disruption to our bottom line as young businesses trying to survive.
So can you say that in Shona? Just briefly.
Of course. Taiona kuti maretse iko keshanga kunetsa vana zvitengesa mari vachita mamwe maretse ndi atatsikuramba kuti iko keshanga chifana kupiwa mutemo kuti ufana kushanda zvakanaka kuti isarambe ichipusha inflation munyika medu. Asi hurumende yedu inofanira kuzivawo kuti aiwa mapolicies haafanira kungonzi rule by SI vachingoita mutemo pamusoro pemutemo vasina kutaura nevanhu vacho vari kurwa nemabhizinesi acho vasina kutaura nevanhu vari kushandisa iko keshacho everyday, nekuti vanhu vacho vari kuita malaws aya vanogara kuswitzerland vamwe vacho, vamwe vacho mudzawa asitombogara muno, and pavanenge vachiita machanges aya vanenge vachitotikwadza isusu vari paground vari kuedza kushandisa mari idzodzidzi. Mari idzodzidzi ndo mari dzinoshandiswa nemunhu wese. Saka kana vakuita manijek reations ava kutikwadza, saka ndisusu sevanhu vemabhizinesi tiri kushungurudzwa tiri kukumbirawo kuti hurumende yedu itangewo kuitawo maconsistent policies ari nani kuti tikwanise kutiwo operate zvakanaka muno muzimbabwe nyika.
Thank you very much. Let's bring on Mr. Joseph Chuma. He's a businessman and he's an ardent supporter of ZANU PF. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Thank you so much. Tell us a bit about what is going on. I think we heard Mr. Musasiwa saying something that is disturbing, that the new policy is really causing havoc in their businesses. So what is going on really?
Right, maybe I want to start by agreeing with my brother Kudato Marae, especially on the issue of policies that are announced abruptly and without proper planning and stuff. It definitely does disturb business flow. It causes a lot of anxiety among the people. Because, as you know, EcoCash and other mobile services become the backbone of most of the transactions that are carried out by citizens here in Zimbabwe and even outside, like our sister Mavilas is saying, that she's also on EcoCash despite being in America. So having thought about such things, then we would then quickly want to say that when people announce policies and changes and stuff like that, there must be definitely consultation. We must do things that will create confidence among the banking sector and among the people as well, so that then we have a situation which is balanced all the time. I for myself personally, am totally against the people pronouncing things every day, changing things, then suddenly there's a U-turn and stuff. It creates an organized and an uncouth way of doing business. We shouldn't have that. People in government should know that they must work for the people and do things in consultation with the people. Yes, EcoCash has had its own share of problems. As you clearly know, it is only but a mobile platform to do transactions, but it has never been a bank. If I say so, I'm saying so because I know that RBZ is never regulated it as a bank. But now we're having a situation whereby there was now a creation of money by EcoCash, allegedly, and now you actually have people that would have balances which run into millions and millions of dollars. And then those people come into the market and chase after the hard currency. And they'll be offering prices and therefore now destabilizing the exchange rate issue now. Because someone will come in and offer as much as he can, because that money really is electronical. It's not the real money per se. So all those kind of shenanigans then make everything so difficult to normalize the economy, to run the country. And it now affects the ordinary citizens. A matter of me being able to transact and pay my city council bill, pay my ZESA bill, and pay my other things like that. Then when it comes to banking, people should really be using other banking platforms like Zipit, transfers, and all other modes of banking that are actually known worldwide. But now,
we're in
a very untenable situation these urgent lines, especially that we're now doing all these kinds of daily transactions. And even when you want to go and cash out money from these agents, they'll be charging you some percentage, and you'll be asking yourself, for what? You want $1,000 and you've got $1,000, but they'll tell you, no, we're only going to give you maybe $600 or $500. And now the other money is being charged, and that's my ad-end money. And so it shouldn't be like that. So I think, yes, government should definitely be coming in to regulate this thing, and especially through RBZ, because they are the monetary authority. And we do it properly so that we don't create anxiety in the people.
Thank you so much. Just 1 minute.
Udaba lolu olwe-EcoCash lamanye ama mobile platforms awemali lubuhlungu kakhulu, lu-emotional futhi. Kodwa mina ngifuna ukuvumelana lo babo kwe wakhuluma lapho ekhuluma ngesishona lesikhiwo, sithi hayi, into ebuhlungu yikuthi bona siba labanye abantu abakuhulumende abagijimayo bethinta imithetho every day, kugcina sokuconfuse abantu. Ngoba i-EcoCash leyi Mthembu isebenziswa ngabantu bonke, whether yiZanu PF ngeMDC, sonke besiyisebenzisa. So nxa kusokuba izinto zibe kutshintshatshintshwa kungela ncazelo ezinhle eziqondileyo, usuka kusikhathaze kusihlukumeze. Ye, bese kuphakanyiswa ku-EcoCash labantu, ngoba abantu laba abama-agent laba besungantu sokulungisa imali. Ngoba uzathola umuntu esele balance efika ku-1 million khonale, and then imali lena nxa usuyithaya le mali emele isekulele emabhenki akusahambelani. Uzathola ku-EcoCash lapha imali lena isiningi, suzuza imali leyivela ngayo. Ngoba imali siyakwazi kumele ilungiswe i-RBZ kumbe ithengwe i-RBZ, but sokuphuma kuma-adventizer. So lokho kusuba yinto ephambanisayo kakhulu. Kodwa ye, ukuregulatwa kwe-EcoCash sibili kumele kube khona, but akulungiswe kuhle, kungaphuma kutshintshatshintshwa nje mahlayana, ngoba kugcina kuphambanisa uZulu. Kodwa into enhle ukuthi hayi, owakathesi EcoCash iyasebenza sibili. Mina kathesi nje ngikhuluma angila 20 minutes ngiyisebenzisile, ngijibhile i-1,000 ebhenki yami ngayifaka ku-EcoCash, ngathumela omunye umuntu ade funa ukuthenga amagetsi akhe, sewathengile. So kuyasebenza, but kumele kube le regulation ekhona ukuthi into lezi zisebenze ngendlela eqondileyo.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke, sicela ubambe khonapho siye kuMavelas. Mavelas, phosela khona.
Tingati tomboenda kuna vachuma nisati ndaenda kuna vamusasiwa. Tingati hurumende iri kuratidza here kuti yakabatana, tichiona kuti mumwe anomuka achitaura zvimwe tozoona mangwana zvimwe zvaakutaurwa. Chii chiri kuitika muhurumende pari zvino?
Chandingangopindura nechipindi ndechokuti ndinowanzotevedzera inini mukuru wedu wehurumende vari president vamunangagwa. Takavanzwa last week amene kuti makavanzwa vari kuHeroes Acre pakuviga kwegamba kuna kubulaya vaindi baba Stanley Leyer. Vakataura mutungamiri kuti muno muhurumende takuita kunge tine mahoves ati kushanda nawo. And ipo paya statement ukazoitarisa kasisi wangu ndopaunoona kuti no, kune problem ipo paya. Why are we having zvingochinjwa every day? Mitemo inochinjwa tozoreversa, kwoita kunge munhu haana kufunga angombhanyira kungotaura chete then kana vanhu vazogara pakuti Manchester ngatitei mabreak hurumende iri kusenda vanhu vese haisi hurumende yezanubei hurumende yemunhu wese tokumbira kuti kana vanhu vechiita zvinhu ngavaite zvinhu nemazvo vechiita consult vechiuya nezvinhu zviri tangible kuita kuti tisashungurudze vanhu. I remember one day the late former president Mugabe vakati poutaura kati vanhu vanovhunduka ka zvinovhundusa zvakuchinjwa chinjwa zvisingaoneke kuti kozvikufamba sei ngatitei zvinhu nemazvo let's have policy consistency ndo zvinhu zvatinocalla for even isuu muzanupf we always call for that kuti vanhu vari mugovernment uko please have consistency in policies haikona kuti toramba tingochinja toita kunge takudefenda zvinhu hatisura zvokudefenda zvinhu tora zvinhu zvinofamba nemazvo chete hatiite zvia zvokunzi because government yati kudai is correct we are also as a party monitoring government because the people that work in government vamwe vacho havasi vezanupf ka vamwe vacho vanobelonga to other parties some are not even partisan at all saka tiri kuti vanhu vari kuhurumende uko tibatirei zvinhu nemazvo haikona kuti ukangorotomoka warota zvimwe zvinhu wakofuma wakotaura izvi mangwana zvochinjo zvoda izvo hazvitifambire zvakanaka ende hazvigarise vanhu zvakanaka pasi kunoku zvinoita zvinokodza instability in the business world next economy yacho inozonetsa kuti uigadzirise uimutse zvakanaka.
Toenda kuna vamusasiwa vefresh in a box. Imi saka mungati zuva nezuva muri kusangana nematambudziko api kubvira pakataurwa mazwi aya nehurumende nereserve bank zvii zvamuri kusangana nazvo mumabasa amuri kuita nevamwewo vana muzvina bhizimisi munyika pari zvino zvamungada kuti zvigadziriswe?
So I think his line has been cut. Maybe we can just be waiting for him while we queue in. You know, what other people are saying in terms of audios. I think Msasiwa is back, so let me get him on board. Hold on there, Marvelous. So let's get him. I hope you got the question, Guda.
No, I got the question, and I appreciate Nkoma Joseph for agreeing that this is actually a government for all of us. Today, I'm not here to be an anti-government proponent. No, today I'm here to be a pro-business proponent. The issues we are facing as business is that, for example, issues we use technology to build our websites. For us to be able to deactivate EcoCash on our site, to even look for alternative means of receiving payments, so that we can create employment for the 70, 80 young people who work just for my company. And the extended value chain of people who rely on our business. We need to have time and consultation so that we know what's right. EcoCash tackles T-Varis. And I would know our customers are no longer allowed to use above 5,000. How do we mitigate some of these huge issues for our business? Today, my brother and my sister, and everyone else online, we spent the whole day trying to deal with the compliance issues. They are a RBZ directive. Issues that are on the road, I'm coming, Nick Mangwan, I'm saying Friday, I chatted with the Eco Kids. But I want to say, I'm going to be And in a way, this kind of confusion is how this is month end. How am I going to pay my staff? I'm no longer allowed to even use the money I've accumulated in my merchants to pay my staff. How will I now pay my suppliers who were expecting me to sell an EcoCash? These are the conveniences that we got used to. And I am not at all trying to absolve the wrong behavior by EcoCash, its CEO, creating phantom money. In business, we've been talking about this for years. If you look on my Twitter account, I've been crying about EcoCash. Until the CEO on Twitter called me a failed entrepreneur, I don't want shame. Died Iowa. I think I'm going to take a look at my supplies. Near one price per bond. So my trans EcoCash in a meeting. I print my phantom balance. We understand regulation is important. However, we now need government to have cohesion and to be able. What for time is business to adapt? What for time is modern industries like the internet to be able to rebuild our sites and to make different changes? It's affecting all of us, including ZANU-PF, NBC, Ajnabasa. TSA, we're now suffering from inconsistencies and knee-jerk reactions.
Thank you so much. Hold on there, Guda. So I think we've got another person who is in Canada, and this is Ketwe Pepe. Ms. Pepe, welcome to the program. Siyaphila, kunjani? Yes, so tell us something about this EcoCash and, you know, all these kind of things. Yes. Kuhamba njani?
Personally, I'm not a big fan of the government. I'll say one thing up front. I'm not a ZANU-PF, maybe never will. Secondly, I'm glad that Kuda is here, and I think maybe this question is directed to him directly because he's a very smart guy. So, Kuda, this eco cash thing, is it when the money is being transacted back and forth, is that regulated by the RBZ? Because this is my, like I said, I'm not a big fan of the government, but I am a big, for a government that works. I know the corruption is part of the problem why we are in so much trouble today. I think it's
because. So EcoCash.
Hold on, Guda. Hold on. Go ahead.
It's convenient, I get. But is EcoCash a thing?
That's a big question. Go ahead. Yes.
So EcoCash. EcoCash should be a peer-to-peer money exchange for convenience. So I should be able to say I'm sending $50 so that she can transact in a shop, and she should vice versa be able to send $10 to the goat herder to look after the goat. It's a peer-to-peer. However, because of its sheer size, it now owns 98% of the country's RTGS reserves. It now needs to be treated like a ubiquitous utility. It should not be allowed, number one, to have outages. Because for one weekend they turned off EcoCash, people actually died. People cannot then pay for medicine, hospital, transport, etc. Number two, if it decides to turn off its services, they once threw a tantrum and turned off services. They actually cause huge problems in Zimbabwe because some of us cannot then move. We cannot do anything. We're then crippled. Our businesses then stop. So we are a big proponent of EcoCash needing to be either regulated as a bank or to go back to its core purpose, which is being a peer-to-peer small money exchange between people. And the current regulation that has happened is actually people like, if Marvelous tries to send airtime right now, she'll send it. If she wants to send money to her mother right now, underneath 5,000, she'll be able to send it. So we believe that for the general user, it should not be a problem. I am here to represent Zimbabwean business. And I'm saying that the draconian cutting of all merchants is also to change the market. Why are we also being punished along with the agents by Tengi Samari? The government and EcoCash together can quickly tell you who are selling money. They can quickly tell you because all you have to look is at the balance sheets. They move millions of dollars a day. They don't need to even include us in their dragnet. They can exclude business and deal with the criminals.
Thank you so much, Kuda. So I think we've got some people who actually sent us messages here. Let's try to play those kind of audios so that people can hear exactly what a lot of people are saying. So just hold on there. We're going to play and then we're going to react to it. So hold on.
Ngombono wami msakazi ukuvalwa kwe-EcoCash. Ngezinye indlela msakazi wami ngeke sikugxeke kakhulu. Nakhona loba kukhona ipolitiki phakathi eyenziwa izano. EcoCash imbadalo yabo ibisiba kabili msakazi. Uma uthumela ngaphandle kwelizwe umuntu umethatha imali bamcharge uyahlawula futhi and wena uhlawulile uma secollectwa iyahlawula uhlawula kabili. So angeke sisole kakhulu uhulumende ngeminye imizamo iyabi kahle kodwa singazi ngoba le politiki kuzano ikhona sesingathatha sithi ipolitiki into zepolitiki nakhona yona ngokwayo EcoCash ibingusiphatheleni straight ngokubona kwami bebengayenzi kahle
asiyezwa ukhulunywa ngemkambo yensitha imali iyo vele la imali yeZimbabwe wakithi inzima sokunzima labo bona babemali labo basebebulala ngamandla bababulala ilizwe ngamandla bona abathengisa imali ngasensitha makathe sokuyala imali ku-EcoCash lakuma akhawunti phela sebezayala umuntu uzathi la ufuna ikhethi phela lona umuntu lawo oda wendawo babe befuna ikhethi babengafuni i-EcoCash babengafunini Hayi kabalungisise umdala wethu kalungisise ilizwe bakithi siyamcelisa ngemthandazo ukuthi alungisise amaphutha akhe la amende lapho menda khona hayi uyamenda la ngenxa mhlawumbe uzamendisisa la usebona amaphutha akhe ikho khethi bi right njalo bi fast kodwa abantu abaningi bafuna ikhethi abafuni ngeikho khethi into ehluphayo esikolo bafuna ikhethi labo kuze bayithenga kwezindawo bafuna ikhethi so nxa ungelakhethi kuyathengeka kanjani siyabonga
hayi into yokho khethi le iyahlupha amboni ukuthi kathi kwenzakalani kumnyama kimi ngoba kathi xa ikho khethi ingasasenzi sizathenga ngani
ya ikho khethi yayi avele thina abanye vele besesingasayikhwabithi ngoba iekho khethi ibesingani ize ukuzotshontshela abantu ngoba abe-ekho khethi bangikhona kade bengasayimaneji ngendlela ngoba iekho khethi yathi sitshontshela abantu kakhulu nakanxa beke bayivala ambona kulungile inxa lapho abazayivula khona abamaneja bakhona bazabe labo sebemaneja ngendlela efaneleyo ngoba ibade sebentshontshela abantu.
So those are some of the sentiments, marvelous, of people that are actually saying a lot of, things to do with what EcoCash has been doing. So now, so marvelous has actually gone out of the show right now. I hope she's going to come back. So I'm just waiting for her so that she can join us. So in the meantime, let's go to Mr. Chuma. So Mr. Chuma, I think we are hearing the sentiments of the people. The first one was saying EcoCash had become something like, money changers themselves, and they were destroying people's lives. And then we've got another guy who also said the money scheme was very dangerous as far as he's concerned. And it was actually causing havoc to the money market. So that's one of the things there. So now it seems as if we have so many of these varied opinions. And then somebody said EcoCash was really fast in doing transactions. So he's hoping that government is going to fix what is problematic, and then people are going to use it. So, and then we've got the other issue. We've got the other person who said that EcoCash was literally out of step. Mr. Chuma.
Right. Thank you very much, Mr. Dube. I think that's the bottom line. Like the other lady that called from Canada, the simple answer is that EcoCash is not a bank. That's why it was never regulated as such by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. The problem with the EcoCash, what I think should have happened from the word go, mm-hmm. was that they must have had a trust account held with one of the banks, whether it's Stewart Bank or whether it's Capital or any other bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then their money, at the end of all transactions that are done, like what other banks do, the Reserve Bank can easily monitor their transactions and tally the money that they have in circulation. But now, you'd have the situation whereby, I'm sure by now, the money that was circulating within EcoCash was now superseding the money that is held in trust in any bank. And that's where the problem begins. So now we have an allegation whereby people now think that EcoCash is now manufacturing money. And that becomes dangerous on its own because it's not even regulated. So how do you monitor that? And this is where the illicit deals then start to come up and be done.
Mm.
Where you now find people are able to offer so much high rates when they want to buy the US dollar out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's money that has been just manufactured electronically, and it becomes hazardous to the growth of any economy. Because you see, the higher those rates shoot up, that effect is then felt in the prices of commodities in shops, groceries, and clothing, whatever, and even fuel. So we don't want that rate to just run. To run away like that. It must be contained somehow. So EcoCash was not helping us at all. It was now causing that kind of distress. That is why I was saying that yes, it's very important for government, for RBZ to regulate this thing, and let's have EcoCash going back to fact setting and go back to its mandate of what they are supposed to be doing. And what they're supposed to be doing is provide a platform to accept money easily, but that money being accounted for at the end of the day, because the money is not accounted for. It's now computers that people punching numbers in computers and then just giving you something that we can now call like an overdraft, and that's not healthy at all.
Okay, That service that EcoCash is providing, why can't the banks themselves, Barclays Standard Bank, kept do that themselves? Why does EcoCash need to come in here when they are not a bank?
Thank you. That's a very good question, Dube.
Yes.
It's a very good question, Dube. And I think going forward, RBZ must look at a system whereby all these banks must provide this kind of platform. And we need to now inculcate within our people a spirit of a cashless economy, you know, plastic money, email money, and stuff like that. Like, for example, in America, and I'm sure in Canada, you cannot go into a bank and they start saying that I want to withdraw $5,000. Everybody will be looking at you and saying, and then what happened? So these things must also cascade down to us here. Let us start to embrace an economy where we don't need cash, where we can easily use our phones, we can use our computers to do all these kinds of transactions. And when we do that, and then this EcoCash disease is slowly going to actually go out. But I agree with my sister in Canada. These banks must provide us with these same platforms that EcoCash was providing, so that we can even deal directly from the bank to whatever transaction that you actually want to do. That would be much easier. So RBZ needs to really work on coming up with the regulations and creating a system where these banks start doing the service that they're supposed to do, so that we take out the burden out of EcoCash. Because now it was running on its own, and I think they got too excited and started doing shenanigans.
Thank you so much. I'm a chance really about jokes.
Right. That went to also Canada, from a bank phone in the end, I'm a payment for no water. So, the EcoCash Konoka. But at least I'm a banks, they are regulated by RBZ. So, email is about the monitor. They cannot manufacture email. We are talking about the FIU, that's the financial intelligence unit, they say RBZ. But I don't want to EcoCash, they are not regulated. But the consumers never found who ends. You go on a Uzutolo Mundu, Sisalama Palanza, I'm a million plus. Mobile Mali Pantrain, a computer in Timbo. He committed a communication with EcoCash, you have a same way as in Lanapa, Timurogan and Kitchme, you're taking logs in E Forest, Abanga, same business in Maliana in Lula. But I've already made money from Imalim Pomifaguela, who is a Malico. So, yeah, who can't take it to the bank, grassy provide I'm a facility to allow the provider the EcoCash.
Yeah, thank you so much. Mr. Musasio, I think you are hearing where the argument is going. So now, what's the way forward now, as far as you're concerned?
Okay, the way forward, the first thing is Zimbabwe deserves and needs better governance from the top all the way down. The loopholes and the EcoCash taking advantage of some of these bad governance issues is a symptom, not the actual core of the problem. I hope my brother Mkoma Chuma can also reiterate to his comrades in the Shekshek that we need better governance, we need better economic policies that give confidence to the market, so that young men and women on the streets do not feel they have to sell cash as a way of survival, or sell their bodies as a way of survival. We now need better governance. And the thing is, we are here to crucify EcoCash for bad behavior, and I agree to do that. But at the same time, I need to stand on the side of righteousness and say, if it wasn't for the poor policies of John Panunetsa Mangujika and the disastrous Ntuli Nyube, we would be in a better shape in this country. We knew the bond note was not going to work, and Grisham's Law has stated that bad money chases away good money. Zimbabwe needs better governance. It needs a better government. It needs a better governor of the Reserve Bank, and it needs the proper regulations for these institutions, so that we can actually move forward and provide the potential that us Zimbabweans feel we have.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So I think we've got another person on the line. and that is Mr. Mlungisi Dube. Baba Dube, we are in Israel.
Yeah,
it is what it's on that. Yeah, I want you to know.
I'm not okay. I'm from Guti. Niti eco cash is regulated. Eco cash is regulated by Arabiz because normally, imali sebenza ku eco cash. Imali eyabe ku bank ababela ku trust the account which is monitored by the Arabiz.
Yes.
Then the other problem, as much as abantu eco cash was being abused, but eco cash is monitored. What I will agree is, like in other countries, for example, South Africa, or e-wallet, they are limited for example, 3,000 runs per day. That was needed in Zimbabwe, maybe, to deal with AMA limits. But eco cash is regulated. And the reason why eco cash came to dominate market is because AMA banks in Zimbabwe are like innovation. If you look at South Africa, even Aslam Seeker will easily open a bank account. But in Zimbabwe, they will ask for a proof of residence, a proof of income, all those things, which was making Zimbabwe for the rest of the population in a country where about 80% of the people are in the informal sector. So that is the reason why eco-cash so much uptake, because AMA banks, they were neglecting most of the economy, most of the people in the country, 80% of the people could not open AMA account. But then eco-cash made it yabe lama inclusive solutions so that everyone gets into the system. Of course, owenzakala ukuthi obviously every system is being being abused. For example, last year there was some lady in Bulawayo abuse the system EZB bank or agent banking or create ama balancing. So that thing is not only limited to EcoCash. Actually, imali yonke ku EcoCash, most of it, let's say 90% of the money in EcoCash it originated from the proper banking system.
So can you say that in English just briefly?
What I want to say is that eco cash is not the main problem. Actually, all the funds that are within the eco cash system, or at least 90% of those funds, they originated from the banking system. There are people who are abusing the system, like what is even happening when it comes to proper banks, where people are really creating, let's say, electronic money, like within the proper banking system. So what is needed instead of closing the eco cash system is to have the government limiting. The reason why eco cash came to dominate the market is because the banks in Zimbabwe are too rigid. They lack innovation. That is the reason why there was this market for the unbanked, because 80% or 90% of the people in Zimbabwe do not normally qualify for the proper banking system. That is why EcoCash was able to penetrate that market.
Yes, so let's go to Uketiwe, Kolangale, Canada. Uketiwe, Mama, I think you can hear what people are saying. So what's the best way of fixing this?
I think I'll reiterate what Kuda said. The government here to Iazani need to do better. They are failing us. I don't understand why the banks cannot have things like e-wallet. That can be used by all the banks across Zimbabwe. I just cannot understand. If only maybe the RBZ officials, the Wabankuja, would allow us to check what exactly is prohibiting them to, so that. And then I didn't know which ordinary person who is not employed can open a bank account. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? Everybody who wants a bank account open a bank account. We all know which people are in the informal sector. So people should be allowed to open bank accounts. That is why last week there was a reporting that there's $5 notes, Lama notes, that people don't take. Then my question was, if these bond notes that people are saying that merchants don't, retailers don't want them, take them back to the bank. So take them back to the bank. That's where you got them. Now I realize. So instead of us using, I do agree, instead of us using paper money, let people open bank accounts. So seven simali yabo every bank account through electronic transfers.
Yes.
Not, yes. And then secondly, government is the monetary system is working right now. It's so complicated for me. I cannot understand it. They don't even teach it at school. So I am really so confused. Last week, people were refusing notes under the cheesy money. And then I'm wondering. I don't support education. I'm not a big supporter of education. I want a monetary system that will work and that will contribute towards getting, improving things in Zimbabwe. I want to consider this money Zimbabwe as a bank account, whether it's bond notes or whatever. Using plastic, using the plastic.
Yes, so hold on there, Ketua. So I'm trying to bring in my co-host, Marvelous Mhlanganya. But before doing that, let me get back to Obabu Chuma. So, Mr. Chuma, I think we are hearing what all these people are saying. So is there any way to fix this problem?
The first thing that I must respond to is Sister Katie's association, government lays and machines things and stuff like that. I've always said, if I were to be president, I think I'll be pragmatic. Then that right, even I must even say in them wonky, and then that way, Zanu PF can take a blame of everything collectively that happens. Yes, we are the ruling party, but you must remember that the civil service comprises of a lot of people who don't necessarily belong to Zanu PF, and this is always shown even in our elections. We are coming most of these civil servants, we lose dismally as Zanu PF as a party. So, which means that largely as Zanu PF. We have sat in meetings. I'm a central committee member of ZANU-PF. We have sat in meetings where we question some decisions and some policies that are made by government, whether it's ministers or civil servants, the IWAN, the PEMSEX, the directors, and stuff like that. And we do question that. We monitor government as well. Government is a government, the Abantu Bonke. It's not a party thing. We are the governing a party. But you must know that we employ everyone. As soon as it's clear, like what China does. Mm-hmm. In China, every member of the civil service is a member of CPC party. So it becomes easy to account over. That person is also accountable within the structure of that party. But now, it's a bit different. You can have somebody who is a civil servant who actually wants to play down the party, similar my policies so forward to come in, and they decide not to even implement those policies for reasons personal to themselves, and mostly it would be to say, okay, let's destabilize the system and government, and we know that everyone is going to just blame Zanu PF. I'm just glad at least Sanity prevailed and RPZ issued a statement to say, I see Valang Eco case for ordinary transactions. Like I said, I did a transaction just a while ago before I came into this program, and it worked very well. I managed to take a market, and someone wanted a market, so starting through eco occasionally. But what we're saying is that we've got a lot of policy inconsistency, and those things emanate from some civil servants who are unscrupulous in their dealings. Hence, I referred to the speech by the president on Wednesday last week, the late hero, Ubaba Unleya, where he actually pronounced, we've got wolves among us in government, as he was saying. Who I thought were working together, but Bonaparte. So these are the kind of things that are troubling us in this democracy. We employ about to in party line, about to have a big outcry again. And I want to say, but those people are not doing the policies of ZANU-PF. Our policy as a party is to make things easy for people. But we depend on the people to then vote for us again in any election that comes. So the votes will only come when people are happy. But things that are happening are not making people happy. The people of ZANU-PF are actually struggling and suffering as well. All these policies affect them as well, as much as they will affect MDC or any other party. So these are the kind of things that we need to be interrogating. That's why I'm telling you, learning in the as a ZANU-PF member and a senior member for that matter, I am not happy with policy inconsistencies. I'm not happy with the people that just wake up and change things, and we have change every day. It's because into which comes out of our control at that moment. Until we sit down and say, no, can we look into the conduct of A, B, C, D? And then that way we can be able to start fixing. So it's not a ZANU-PF thing that things go wrong like this, but it's because of the democracy that we prescribed upon us. Would I living our employer massive savings on partisan line? And these are the results that we see now. But it's in the policy that you wouldn't have been to which is more. We want people to be happy and people to really enjoy ZANU-PF is doing things for people. But there are some people who are not doing, there are some people who are not playing ball. That's the, that's the bottom line of it.
Thank you so much, Chuma. Hold on. I think I'm connected to Marvelous Mklanganyawuye right now. Marvelous, can you hear me? I think she got cut off. So let me try again. So she is trying to join the show, but I can't see her. That's the problem. So now, briefly, Baba Dube is ungavala kulapha ke ngamafutshane kube sizihambela. Akutsho ukuthi pho kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni.
Hayi, kusiya phambili mboni i-government kumele iregulate i-cocash just like ama-banks. Actually, i-cocash is being regulated, kumele bemonitor ukuthi are they complying with ama-regulations yini. Njalo esikunanzelelayo ukubana i-government yeZimbabwe, instead of fighting ama-innovators nama-business people, they are supposed to be actually supporting them. If you look at America, if American president was to go to Japan, kumbe China, they will take ama-CEO, abo Google, abo Facebook, abo Apple, so that they create more business for them. That is what we expect in Zimbabwe. Ukuthi umnanga kwanxa isiya eMozambique ihambe the guys, we have a platform ukuthiwa i-EcoCash, DRC, we have a platform ukuthiwa i-EcoCash or whatever. This business evela eZimbabwe sicela ukuthi nxa possibly operate in their country. But eZimbabwe, unfortunately, is fine. Ukuthi umnanga kwanxa isiya in those countries uhamba labo drugs, labo weakness, amasela, okuyibo abantu abanga adding anything, people who are targeting to steal from the people, people who are not adding any value. Any economy who is a vibe needs a ukuthi kube lama businesses are innovative that are creating jobs that are making our lives of people easy.
Yes, so Mr. Masiwa, your last word on this issue, because it seems as if you are the guys that are directly affected. So tell us a bit about what you're going to do going forward.
So my last word is this, and I'm going to speak directly to my Mr. Chuma there. To placate us and say that it's not a ZANU-PF issue because of the civil service. The person who wrote the edict about shutting down EcoCash was Mr. Nick Mangwana. He's ZANU-PF. The Reserve Bank, we know, is a partisan organization right now, and it does the bidding for government as well. So let's not run away from the ruling party being in government and also making these policies. It's very important for someone to take responsibility and see the plights of people who are actually trying to run businesses in this country. The worst thing for all of right now, my turnover in my staff is not people leaving for other better jobs in Zimbabwe. My turnover for my accountant, my GM who was an agronomist, they are always leaving and going to Canada and going to other countries. We're losing the best people in Zimbabwe because of these inconsistencies. And we desperately need people of you, senior members of your party, to talk about sanity. We need sanity when it comes to running a business. This is not me gunning and trying to say, I'm not yet trying to talk bad about the government per se. What I'm saying is that we need advocates to go into those places, those inner sanctums, and tell them, please, when you are making policies, consider the people who are actually operating businesses in Zimbabwe. We do not want to have our business policies dictated to us by a nursing assistant from London who knows nothing about what's happening on the ground in Zimbabwe. We need real business people to be consulted so that we can make informed decisions that affect the lives of real Zimbabwean citizens on the ground. We need better governance at this point. And I promise you that if we have better governance and better economics, we will then provide this country with a better GDP so that we can grow as a country and as an economy. This is really important for us to say.
So now, what is your mama, Uma Pepe? Yeah, Vala Konampo, I'm a Pichami Sibili. Yes, can you spell it? Yeah.
Right now, the government that is in charge is ZANU. and there's nobody in the ministry, especially in finance that we are talking about, is not a member of ZANU. So Minister of Finance, Romang Kuja, they're all ZANU people. And these are the people that are formulating these policies that are causing us a headache. So we cannot hide the CTA because democracy. There is, right now, ZANU has the majority of the seats in parliament. So there is nothing that the opposition can do, even if they want, because ZANU PF has the majority in parliament. They can make these rules. If you guys in ZANU decide which you want to question this, we would see this happening, we would see a better policies being implemented and things like that. I am not for EcoCash at all. I would want to see EcoCash disappear, but I would want EcoCash to be replaced by something that is being run directly from the bank. That is my opinion.
Thank you very much, Sibongile Lwala, Mama. So, Baba Mlungisi Dube, amazokucina kweso sihambela baba.
Hayi, esingakutsho ukubana uhulumende kayenze irole yakhe engagijimela ukuthi esuolo iCocation, as much as iCocation ngabe abuse, uhulumende ule role to play ku society. Njalo ama businesses uya sikhuluma kunje balayo iZP, of course iZP yabo ile low uptake ngenxa yokuthi bona they neglected these customers for too long. So the role at the end of the day, which is a blame EcoCash because of Kubona, arrogance, the lack of innovation on their side, I shouldn't be right.
Yeah, Mr. Musasiwa, your last word.
EcoCash has been a very convenient tool for all of us to use. Some of us have built businesses using their payment as a gateway, but they needed to also rein themselves in and also not participate in the destruction of the country. We need better governance. We need better policies, and we need to stop sometimes dealing with symptoms. See, the EcoCash problem is a symptom of bad governance.
Thank you very much. So, Baba Chuma, briefly, or Mr. Masir, say that in Shona as well. Just in Shona.
Worry about chitika with EcoCash. Tinoka utara utaka taka utara chopa di kuti. Urumende go and use our policies as it right.
Baba Chuma, your last word, Baba.
Thank you very much. I want to agree to say that. Mm-hmm. The issue of banks being rigid must be dealt with immediately. Yes, most of our people are in the informal sector, so they will not have pay slips and stuff like that. That will be needed by banks to open accounts. Let banks open accounts for everybody, and let the banks be innovative enough to have products that are being offered by EcoCash as well, so that they offer them like what the another caller talked about in South Africa, that e-wallet thing and stuff like that. Let's have this kind of innovations. Let's not remain in the stone age and be cast in a stone or something like that. Mm-hmm. Let's be open. Let's think outside the box and make things easy for people. Let someone walk into a bank and easily open an account and just be able to transact. And then that way, we are going to solve a lot of these problems. Because like someone said, EcoCash just took advantage of a loophole that was there where the banking sector was failing. They then came in and closed that gap. So we cannot blame EcoCash today. Yes, but what is happening now with these agents and people that are now doing those shenanigans is what is wrong. But I am glad that EcoCash is still working. And now I hope that government is going to wake up, especially the monetary policy people, the other things that are going to wake up now and regulate these things properly, put everyone back to factory setting, and let EcoCash do what it's supposed to do.
Thank you very much. I wish to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU PF. He's also a businessman. Mr. Mlungisi Dube, who's an economic and political commentator. And we had Guda Musasiwa of FreshInABox.com. We also had Ketwe Pepe in Canada. And my co-host, unfortunately, it was a bit challenging for me to connect from this side. Even if some of our guests were saying they can see here, but here we cannot see here. So ke okwamanje siphetha lapha ke uhlelo lwethu. Siyabonga kakhulu ke bonke akade bekhona khonapha ke enkundleni. Sending office keeps to be in Maryland saying Remember, this is a pre-recorded show. Good night, Zimbabwe.